This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been looking at what Paul says about homosexual behavior. He concludes his argument in verse 32 of Romans 1. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. It's as though the ones whom Paul describes in these verses are so morally disoriented and deceived that they celebrate their behavior even though they know God's righteous decree that such behavior deserves death. In case we think that things are not that bad today, we need to consider what Paul says in Romans 2, 4-5. Do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. If God does not react as he did in Sodom, it is because he is rich in kindness, tolerance, and patience. He leaves the door of opportunity open for us to repent. In 2 Peter 3, we read about the same truth. God is not slow to judge. He loves us even when we flaunt our rebellion in his face. But a day will come when our stubbornness and unrepentant hearts will have stored up enough wrath against ourselves that his righteous judgment will be revealed. Beware, that day might be closer than we think. Don't presume upon God's kindness, tolerance, and patience. Rather, repent and be forgiven.